how did you come up with both the concept of Third Planet Energy, and then also how did you get the name for Third Planet Energy?
Well, I thought of all kinds of different names. I've always had different names for companies and unique things. And Third Planet is the third planet from the sun, which is Earth. And so it's kind of Earth energy. We create things from the Earth, not necessarily exactly, because, of course, petroleum comes from the Earth, but more in renewable. But one of the key things that you hear in the environmental talk today is renewable, renewable, and renewable. And that's really great, but renewable without sustainable has little meaning. So that's really an important thing, to keep those two words together when discussing things like, you know, fuels or electrical energy or whatever it may be. It has to be sustainable as well as renewable.
Explain a little bit more about that. How do you mean that they're inextricably linked, those two concepts? How are they connected?
Well, an example would be ethanol in America, the E85, which is created from corn stock. You cannot make fuel from food stocks. It upsets the commodity pricing and everything in the marketplace. And we know that now because corn is made, sweetener prices go up, meat, dairy, plastics, because some are made from corn. In addition, corn farmers are making so much money on corn now, they cut back 40% on wheat, and we were one of the few wheat producers in the world that is not in drought right now. So it's caused wheat prices to go up. So we need to work with things that are not going to upset that blend or that flow in our natural marketplaces.
Could you talk a little bit about your work in L.A. specifically, what kind of work that you do in the area, and what the services you provide?
Yes, we provide three different services. One, we sell vegetable oil for those individuals that have converted their diesel engines to run on veggie oil. We also sell systems to store and pump it in your home or your business. And another thing that we did, we just sort of started out and put our toe in the water, and it turns out to be something very special, and that is we sell emblems, chrome emblems, to express to the world what choice of fuel you have. Because if you're going to do something good, you want to express it to the world. And in any great movement, whatever it may be, communication is the very first and most important thing that needs to take place in order to spread the word and get others to know about it. So we decided to do this in a more refined way than a bumper sticker or vinyl letters. And as a result, we realized that people are taking it more seriously. They look at it, oh, wow, biodiesel. Oh, wow, veggie diesel. This is interesting. You know, that looks interesting. It's not just a kind of a bumper sticker that you might see from the movement of the 60s. So we've elevated that. So those are the three different things we do. There is a lot of misinformation in the United States today about the difference between veggie oil and biodiesel. And if it's okay, I'd like to quickly explain that.
No, yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Vegetable oil can be run in a diesel engine because the diesel engine was invented to do that. It did in 1897, ran on peanut oil when Rudolf Diesel invented it. For 30 years it ran that way until the oil companies created their waste product, which was kerosene for making gas, into what we now know as diesel fuel. And they monopolized the market and have completely converted it away from the original intent of Rudolf Diesel. So you need to convert your car by adding a heated fuel delivery system, otherwise known as the conversion. Biodiesel is a fuel made from vegetable oil that's been processed, and the fuel's been converted, so you can take biodiesel right out of the pump into any diesel engine with no modification or conversion to the vehicle. So those are the two different fuels. They both are excellent. They both serve a purpose, but they are different. The biodiesel has a little higher footprint than the veggie oil, but the veggie oil requires the conversion. So there's the trade-off. You either convert your car and run on veggie, or you just run it straight on biodiesel. Large fleets such as school buses, this is so important. You can't imagine the pollution levels inside school buses that those kids are breathing from those diesel engines. It's four times higher than the outside of the bus. So the buses have to go to B99. They must. Some of them are doing B20 now, which is a blend between 80% diesel, 20% biodiesel, but they need to complete it. They need to go all the way with full biodiesel.
You know,
so that's the difference between the two fuels, basically.
That's an amazing fact about the school buses. That's incredible.
It is. And in fact, here's another little thought for everybody. almost 70% of transportation pollution is created by diesel engines. Yet diesel engines represent such a small fraction of all those engines that are out there. So basically it is my contention, and many of us in the movement, is that if we can convert, let's say, half of the diesel engines in the state of California to veggie oil or biodiesel or either one, and most of them will go biodiesel, we will have tremendous impact on our society in a positive way. Asthma problems, all these things will change so dramatically. And this is something staring us in the face, that all we have to do is change the fuel. No major infrastructure changes, no big technology, nothing at all. We already have it. It's here. It's now. But they're not doing it. There's a lot of bureaucracy in the way.
You know, if you're talking about a green movement or a movement in general, what is it that about green collar jobs or a green initiative that's so important from an LA perspective as far as providing jobs, especially when manufacturing jobs are disappearing? How are these green collar jobs going to maybe take over?
Well, we are the entrepreneurial capital of the world, in my opinion, Southern California. And, you know, we will always be that. And it's so important that this technology really develop here, because it's already here. You know, there are so many people practicing this, you know, driving veggie diesels or biodiesels, you know, or other alternatives, electric, hybrids and such. It's a matter of individuals doing this. Our leaders are not doing it. Our corporate leaders are not doing it. The government's not doing it. They won't do it unless we want it. And if we want it, they'll do it. And that's what's happening. The movement is amazing. To see today where environmental issues are on the front page all the time, where they were on the back pages all the time years ago when I got into it, it's just so amazing. And, you know, I don't care if you color it pink, purple, and chartreuse or whatever, as long as you be green. You know, now it's hip to be green. It's Hollywood to be green. Celebrities do it. It's wonderful. Like, great. As long as people are doing it, I don't really care. But one thing I'd like to share with people about being green. Of course, we all know the famous quote from the famous American, "It ain't easy being green," Kermit the Frog. Being green isn't just about consciousness. That's where it starts. But you have to condition yourself, like learning to brush your teeth or tie your shoes, to do those little things around your household, in your car, in your workplace. So many minor little things that we can do to reduce pollution, waste, and energy in so many ways. I don't have time to go into all that now, but nonetheless, there really are, and you really need to look at it. Inflating your tires. You know, don't take bags at the supermarket. I haven't done that in years. I've been carrying these old canvas bags around for years, and now I see the stores doing it. I'm so happy. This is wonderful. So everybody's catching up. It's a great time. There's no question that this will be a center focus for it. Now, I'm pretty privy because I am an activist in the movement of all kinds of transportation such, you know, forms, and every week I get to see another vehicle that somebody's got in some garage somewhere or some shop. I just came across this Hummer. Now, most people think, oh, Hummer, oh, my God. They took the motor out of the Hummer, and they put an electric motor run by a hydrogen cell. It's phenomenal. I have seen all kinds of incredible electric cars, a 1969 Camaro with an electric motor in it, all kinds of incredible things. You know, Neil Young just recently converted an old Lincoln Continental convertible into an alternative fuel vehicle. There's all kinds. Our governor has a Hummer that runs on vegetable oil. He should be promoting this. But interestingly enough, he's not, because he used vegetable oil in there that he didn't pay the road tax on, so his people deny there's veggie oil in the tank. I can tell you, I've been in the vehicle. I've had my finger in the tank. There's no biodiesel, which, you know, usually you'll pay the taxes on when you buy it at the pump. He bought the veggie oil at Costco, put it in the tank, realized later he didn't pay it, so they've just been denying it. But the governor has bought, Jay Leno's got a biodiesel vehicle, he just put out. So there's all kinds of movement in this. It's just a question of when manufacturers will really get on, and the big companies have to get on this.
Great. You know, is there anything else you wanted to add that I haven't asked you?
Third Planet Energy basically helps people to get a vehicle if they're looking to get a diesel vehicle. Diesels are the greatest vehicle, the engines. Most people in America don't know this because of various things that happened over the years, but in Europe this year, 60% of new cars were diesel. And Volkswagen just introduced a diesel to get 70 miles to the gallon. So all the new diesel stuff is phenomenal. Diesels are incredible, and people need to pay more attention to them because they last longer, they're way more efficient, they get between 30 and 50% more mileage. They require no tune-ups. They require no smog checks. There's a lot of great things about owning a diesel. And then once you go and convert or to veggie oil or run on biodiesel, you know, you can store the stuff in your house, you know, in a tank because it's very safe. It's not like flammable. It's non-toxic. So a lot of great things about doing it. We're there to do it, thirdplanetenergy.com. And if anybody needs any questions, just send an email. I'll be more than happy to help anybody learn a little bit more. I'm about being a teacher as well as being a businessman.
Michael, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Good day.